This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I usually go to the same service station for petrols, not very far from where I live. And I've got to know the young guy who works there. One day as I drove in and started to fill up my car, he told me some terrible news. His neighbour had been found dead in his garage early one morning. He'd hung himself. He was aged 60. His wife had found him early one morning, and my young friend was visibly upset, saying, "I don't know what to do to help his wife." Now, it was a terrible situation. I felt inadequate in my response to him, but what do you say in the middle of a busy service station? He was facing a tragic situation. He was impacted by it, and at that moment, his life had fallen apart. And anyone who watches the evening news or reads the paper can't help but notice the tragic circumstances that people face every day: floods, tornadoes, accidents, earthquakes. And life's greatest challenges often come when we least expect them. Some crisis looms on the horizon. We take steps to avoid them, or at least weaken the impact. But when these unforeseen things come and knock us over, we're confused. And it's like our world has fallen apart. Why did this happen? How did I get to this point? It was Ella Wheeler Wilcox who's famous for the saying, "Laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and you weep alone." Now, it's great to be feeling happy. People like to be around happy people. But those sweet moments can disappear all of a sudden. Do you remember the author M. Scott Peck, who started his bestseller, The Road Less Traveled, with three simple words: life is difficult. And who would argue with that? Life is sometimes difficult, and we go through life trying to avoid pain. And many people think that money or medicine or some other method will protect them. But I don't think we really appreciate the level of chaos that people experience. We're focused on our own issues and we fail to notice our neighbours. But when the world seems to be falling, don't blame other people. It might make you feel a little better in the short term, but long term, it's damaging to relationships. Doesn't solve the problem. Don't blame others. Don't blame yourself. It just makes you feel bad, damages your own sense of self-esteem. Eating chocolate, having a drink because you've had an awful day. You know, sometimes we eat too much as a distraction. Remember that setbacks are there to help you learn. It was Malcolm Muggeridge who used to say, "The only thing that's taught me anything is suffering." Not success, not happiness. So as the emotions ease off, we start to ask ourselves some questions like, how could I do differently next time? How can I change this? Can I learn anything from it? How can I use this to grow better? And everything that happens has its root cause somewhere in the past. It could have been a word or an action. So ask the right questions. It's okay to know what's going on, even if you can't solve the problem. Napoleon Hill says that opportunity usually comes disguised as a setback. So dig a bit deeper, find the hidden opportunity. And if you do this, you'll be one of the rare people who find some answer. But it's important to know also that God is at work in our lives, because God's grace and his compassion transcend any crisis. We may not always sense God's presence, but I want to say to you that God feels our pain. He understands. In Lamentations 3 from the Old Testament, "Men are not cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love." That book of Lamentations was written by the prophet Jeremiah after he witnessed the destruction of Jerusalem. He's brutally honest. You know, it was like Jeremiah saying, "I don't like what's going on. I don't like seeing what's happened to my people. But I do know that God is there. God can help us." Gordon MacDonald says, "None of us enjoy suffering, but pain has a way of accomplishing the greatest good by bringing us closer to God." God uses, Gordon MacDonald says, by using disruptive moments to keep things in perspective. He does not abandon us at our greatest need. How good it is to know that when we come to life's crossroads and we think that the view is the end, God has a much wider vision, for he knows it's only a bend in the road. Heavenly Father, help us then to understand when our world falls apart, you are there to help and there to rescue us. Thank you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.